Welcome, everybody. Share number 1221 in the writing is share number 374. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting case in Shinoi Makom, Holchei Drachim, we're in the middle of Holchei Drachim in Shinoi Makom. That is, the Sefer of Zayis Bracha brings down that it comes up sometimes. A person goes to a pizza store, right? They'll go even to a restaurant or even just plain ice cream store. And they're going to be eating something that is a shahakal, something that requires a burn of fashas. Let's say like ice cream. A famous case would be ice cream. Person goes to an ice cream parlor or they buy ice cream in a pizza store. So now at the, or even they're eating that meal and at the end they're making the bracha shahakal on the ice cream, whatever the case might be. At the end of the meal, they would like to have the, they're going to have the ice cream, right? Regular ice cream. And now they want to go. And the question is now, however it's done, we're not getting into the issues of how, you know, the bracha of the, on the ice cream in a meal, but be it as may, the bottom line is they have the ice cream and they have to make a shahakal, in the case that they buy the ice cream, right? Assuming, let's assume that it's by itself, they went to buy ice cream. Now they want to go back to their car. But bottom line, I bought the ice cream wherever it might be. I want to go back to my car and drive off. Oh, so now the question is, would they need a new bracha when they get back to the car, right? And they made it, now they made a shahakal, the cases where they made a shahakal in the store, they made a shahakal and they started eating a little bit of ice cream. So the question is, should they make a new bracha in the car when they leave or should they not, right? They want to leave. What do we do when they get to the car? Okay, so now, so the answer is basically it would depend on their kavana. Ice cream, as we know, requires a burn of fashas if one ate the shear, right? The same thing would apply by anything that needs a burn of fashas, hadama, ha'etz, right? Shahakal. But ice cream is something which could come up quite a bit, especially in the summertime. So it depends on the person's kavana. What type of intent did the person have? What type of kavana did they have when they made the shahakal on the ice cream? So if somebody bought the ice cream and they made the shahakal in the store, right, with the intention of going right to the car. In other words, I bought the ice cream in the store, right, and I paid for it. I have the intention to go. I have the kavana to go right to my car and leave and travel off, whatever. I'm going on a half-hour trip, whatever, till I drive home, this and that. But be it as it may. So, but they have intention right away to leave, and that's all. But they made the bracha shahakal in the store. Oh, so that would have a halacha of, holchei drachim, and no new bracha would be needed when they get to the store, right? Because we learned in the past, if somebody is on their way out, Rav Moshe explained this and others, somebody's on their way out, and they make a shahakal, let's say, to have a cup of coffee or to have a bottle of water, and they're waiting for the Uber to pick them up, or they're waiting for a ride, or they're going out to their own car. They have, for example, just to give an example, they have their jacket on, they're on their way out. Now they take the water, they take the coffee, and they want to make a shahakal, take a sip, and then they're leaving. So that would all be part of holchei drachim, because of the fact they made the shahakal with the intention, with the kavan of leaving. So the same thing over here. They bought this ice cream, right? Even they might have sat down for a minute just to make the shahakal, right? We saw there are achrayim that say that when you're making a bracha, it's a good thing to sit down. You don't always have to sit down, but it's a good thing to be seated to have more kavana. Good. So they sit down, they make the shahakal, and now they want to leave. And they had that intention originally, so then no new bracha would be made on the ice cream when they get to the store. Oh, but if one made the shahakal on the ice cream with the intention of eating it in the store. Oh, this is good ice cream. I want to sit and relax in the store. It's nice and cool. It's a hot day outside, whatever. So I'm going to sit in the store, right? Eat my ice cream, my chocolate ice cream over there. And when I'm done, I'll go to the car, whatever the case might be, right? So if one sat down, they're going to eat their ice cream with the intention of sitting in the store and eating it in the store. They made the shahakal. And now in the middle, they change your mind. Oh, you know what? I actually have to go pick up my son, whatever. I didn't realize they're halfway through the ice cream, sitting there 15 minutes, whatever. They change their mind. They say, you know what? I'm going to leave because I might not make it. I thought I would make it, whatever the case is, right? So now they get up and they go, but they made the bracha originally with the intention of sitting in the store. Now they changed to the car. Now they would need a new bracha. When they get to the car, they would need a new bracha. This is because when they started eating the ice cream in the store, their intention was to eat in the store b'kaviyas with an established place, right? Once you're eating in a established place, so now you have a regular kaviyas. Now you get up to change. You're in the middle. You change your mind. You get up to change and go somewhere else when in conjunction with something that's a shahakol. So like a person's eating a cup of ice cream, right? So they would need a new bracha. Now when they change to start to travel, they would need a new bracha. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Of course, the same thing would apply by anything with a bracha that needs a barei nefashes. This is brought down in the Sefer Zayis HaBracha, Daf 62, page number 62. And I mean, if it's case in time, it's a question of a mezonos, like let's say whatever, they're eating ice cream cake, let's say whatever the case, we're not going to get into all the different things, but if you're eating it with where it's a mezonos, there's mezonos in the ice cream, and it's that's the bracha that I had to make, let's say. So then they would not have to remake the bracha, right? Because we know by mezonos, in general, you have to make the bracha when you finish, you ate the shir, you have to come back and make the al hamechi over there. But if you happen to change, if you did change places for whatever reason, like to the car, whatever, so then no bracha, no new bracha would be made when continuing to eat. Okay, we'll stop it. Only thing I do want to just mention, one does have to keep in mind, if they could see the place, if they could see the car, for example, when they get into the car, and then they could see the store, inside the store, right? They could see inside the store the original place where they made the bracha. That would be running into a question if you make a new bracha, unless there's a street or a sidewalk in between. So then we said, we brought down that would not be, then it would not help the fact that they could even see inside. But if it's like right outside and there's no pathway, there's no sidewalk in between, you know, Bishra Saram type of a thing in between. So then, and they could still see the original place. So then one would not make a new bracha because they could, according to some poskim, this still a connection. In general, we try not to get ourselves into that question, but there is some sort of connection. But once you have already a sidewalk and a street in between passing by, you know, it's a Rishas Aram type of a thing. So even though they could see inside, that still wouldn't make a difference. And if they had in mind to sit in the store, now they changed to their car, they would need a new bracha. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and bracha kol tov.